A week after the 106th Quarry Unit of the Wisconsin National Guard shipped out, Sue Garz of Washburn was holding her first family support group meeting. 50 people showed up and others called just to talk. Garz says it's a high number since there are only 53 soldiers in the 106th, but she says they all need each other.
It's kind of difficult because of the fact that we are not an Army base. You know, it's kind of difficult to have our feelings relate to the public because we're sort of a minority.
The support is more than emotional. Garz says help can range from plumbing to babysitting to balancing the checkbook. She says right now the shock of the call-up is still fresh, so this group helps families and the soldiers when they go overseas.
It's a high need. You definitely need to have that liaison between the Army and your people. You have to. It's something that is just integral to making these things run smoothly. The family units back home need to communicate with their soldiers so that they can make them feel like, hey, everything's okay. You know, we're going to make it. We'll be fine. We're there to support you. We can take care of things at home, concentrate on what you need to do, you know, and you know, when you get home, everything will be all right.
Gar says they have a digital camera, though, used to email family pictures to the soldiers of the 106th Quarry Unit. They also have an American flag signed by each member of the unit before they shipped out. That flag has been framed and is going from church to church in the Shawamigan Bay area. Each congregation will pray for the safe return of the soldiers of the 106th. Garz says the idea comes from a group that did the same thing in World War II. Even though that unit was in heavy combat, the story goes that all soldiers returned home safe. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.